Hi, I'm Avery Elfelt, a reporter with the Alaska Desk. That's a joint reporting effort from Alaska Public Media, KHNS, where I work in Haines, and other public radio stations in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and the Aleutians. It allows us to connect you with the issues happening in communities all across the state. You can hear our stories during the morning news on Alaska News Nightly or online at alaskapublic.org. The Alaska Desk is only possible with the support of grants and listeners like you. Thank you.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude dropped from $85.39 per barrel to $84.75 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate also dropped from $79.26 per barrel to $77.72 per barrel. A local production team called Showdown Alaska is throwing their annual music and arts festival in Anchorage next weekend. The three-day Sundown Solstice Festival features a mixture of outside and local hip-hop, electronic, and rock artists. Festival organizers say it's drawing a bigger crowd each year and can provide a significant boost to the local economy. Showdown's community outreach director Natalie Treadwell says the event encourages festival goers to stay in state and spend their money locally. Treadwell says the production team has been around for a decade and decided to pull together the Sundown Festival starting in 2022.
Our team really wanted to put together a festival in state that played to a different demographic than most of the festivals and concerts that we have, in a way that, you know, people could come and experience a festival that they might in the lower 48 or around the world. We focus really heavily on production and making sure that we have state-of-the-art audio equipment and really put together an amazing show that you might not otherwise see in Alaska. So the festival is more than just music, live murals and artists coming and painting throughout the course of the three-day weekend.
You pitched this as an economic boost to the city of Anchorage. What evidence do you have for that?
Well, we like to call it a ripple effect. For the last two festivals, we've seen a significant amount of people coming from out of state and actually out of the country. For example, last year we had 24 U.S. states and 7 countries. So those are ticket holders who are traveling to Anchorage to come attend this festival. And, you know, we see hotel rooms that are booked from that, people stopping to get coffee in the morning before they come to the festival, or parties of anywhere from a group of four people to a party of 10 going out to dinner. And then, you know, when they arrive in Anchorage to attend this festival. So we, you know, can really measure the economic impact, not just by the number of local vendors and food trucks and, you know, local hires that we bring on to put on this festival, but really giving people the opportunity to spend their dollars in Midtown as they come and travel to the festival.
What's your vision for how Sundown or even the music scene in Alaska might grow? And you personally, what would you like to see happen?
We like to think that this festival can grow and become something like South by Southwest or multiple venues and leverage everything in Anchorage to really be a city festival. There's not many promoters in Alaska. It's a tough market, because there's not a lot of equipment. We've, as a company, we've built up a huge inventory of our own speakers and mixing tables and everything that you need, really, to put on a big stage production. And it's not like in the lower 48 where you can just go to a rental company and rent everything that you need and put on a show. So when we talk about trying to build the music scene in Alaska, it's a grassroots effort, and having people come and experience the shows with us and support us is going to help us cross that threshold of bringing a festival to the national stage.
So you've mentioned it a couple of times throughout the interview, but also in your presentation to the assembly, your talk about benefits of music tourism. What exactly is music tourism?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different definitions, but it really ranges from people traveling to attend music concerts to these large national acts coming up and filming music videos in Alaska and doing, you know, tours and all the fun outdoor stuff that we love to do in Alaska, and then pushing that out to their millions of followers online.
And so music festivals obviously bring in a lot of visitors, but some might say that they bring a lot of headaches too. What has been some of the response that you've got from Anchorage local businesses or residents?
We've seen a great response so far. And, you know, where our team is really, really focused on making sure that we're leaving the park more clean than we found it. And just working with the city to, you know, follow their guidelines and, you know, work with Parks and Rec very closely to just uplift the park. Another goal of ours is to keep young people here and make it a fun place for the youth, because it can be difficult in the winters. And we were seeing a mass exodus of people in Alaska, and our team is sad, you know, by that. We really are working hard to make it a place where young people want to, you know, live, work, and play. We're really excited for that.
That sounds great. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, it was so fun.
Natalie Treadwell is the Community Outreach Director for Showdown Alaska. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report.